we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Monday to you. Welcome to February. And I hope that you are appreciating each and every day that the Lord has given us. Teach us to number our days rightly, says the Word. And so here we are. We've already gone through 1 month of the year, and just doesn't seem like that should be possible, but it is the reality. So my name is Bob Arthurs. I've had the privilege of pastoring Merritt Assembly of God for the past 23 years, and this is we're in our second to third year of bringing you the Refresh Radio broadcast right here on WMIE 91.5, and we want to thank you for tuning in today. Would like to start off by saying thank you to Creative AC Solutions, 759-3284, 759-3284. If you're in the Central Brevard area and need some help with either your heating or your cooling, you know, if you're like me and you're enjoying the little bit of cooler weather we've been having and your electric bill's been going down because your air conditioner and heater have not had to run a lot, this might be a good time to call and have your unit serviced, checked out, make sure that it's up and running, get it all cleaned out and everything. And so if Bill could be of assistance to you, give him a call, 759-3284. Again, and that would be here in the central part of Brevard County. So we are going to continue our study of Abraham's life today, and we're going to be studying. We're talking about the type of culture he created. We've talked about him creating a culture of prayer, and last week we studied creating a culture of peace. And so today we're going to begin studying another aspect of the culture that he created around his house, and that was a culture of service. And I hope that you have found a place to get involved in your local church, both inside the church and outside. We're called to not only minister and serve inside the church, but in our community as well. And so I pray that you are actively involved in some form of service, because God created things for you to do, you specifically to do, before the foundation of the world. You were on his mind even then. He has uniquely gifted you for the things he has called you to do. And, you know, it may be things that you don't feel qualified to do. And that's one of the things that I like to encourage people is, just because your natural personality doesn't fit with something doesn't mean that you are not going to be able to accomplish that. It just means that God is going to supernaturally equip you to do that process. And so I pray that you don't disqualify yourself from any service, and start developing that mindset of servitude very early in life. I pray that you train your kids and your grandkids not to have an entitlement mindset, but that they are actively involved in serving. You know, when I was growing up, I've got a brother and a sister, and the three of us would, my mother didn't have to buy a dishwasher. She had three of them, and we would stand there and one would wash and one would dry and one would put away. And, then the next time you'd rotate and things like that. And we thought it was great fun to get out and go mow the yard on the riding mower when my grandfather was mowing that. And there was a lot of things that we were involved in doing. And I'll be honest with you, there were things that I never thought about doing. We just ended up doing them. Had no real experience with throwing hay bales. They weighed about, if I'm not mistaken, I mean, it's been a while, but I think they weighed about 70, 75 pounds apiece, and they would throw me up into the very top of the barn because I was so tiny. And so I could get up there, and guess where all of the heat is? It was up there. And still one of the worst jobs that I've ever done was throwing hay. That's just not anything I recommend for long-term career enjoyment. I was very thankful when they eventually came out with those round hay balers, because that involved getting stored in a completely different manner. You know, you needed a tractor with a hydraulic lift on it in order to move those things. And so that was just something we did. We worked, we did our chores, and I think we do a great deal of favor to our young people when they realize that they have responsibility. And so, we've tried to develop that in our kids. So let me take you to Genesis chapter 14, and I'll show you where I'm coming up with this point from Abram's life. And chapter 14 begins with kings that are attacking other kings, then some certain kings get defeated. And so in verse number 8, it says, "And the king of Sodom, the king of Gomorrah, and the king of Admah, the king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, that is Zoar, went out and joined together in battle in the valley of Siddim against Kedor Laomer, king of Elam, Tidal, king of nations, Amraphel, king of Shinar, and Arioch, king of Elasar, four kings against five. Now the valley of Siddim was full of asphalt pits, and the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled. Some fell there, and the remainder fled to the mountains. Then they took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah and all their provisions and went their way. They also took Lot, Abram's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods, and departed. Then one who had escaped came and told Abram the Hebrew, for he dwelt there, or by the terebinth trees of Mamre, the Amorite brother of Eshcol and the brother of Aner, and they were allies with Abram. Now when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his 318 trained servants who were born in his own house, and went in pursuit as far as Dan. He divided his forces against them by night, and he and his servants attacked them and pursued them as far as Hobah, which is north of Damascus. So he brought back all the goods, and also brought back his brother Lot and his goods, as well as the women and the people." And so what I wanted to share with you here is that Abram was moved to action where others had failed, being more mighty in force and more skilled and equipped for the battle. Those people had failed. But Abram got word that his nephew had been carried off captive. And, you know, I think that we would do well to allow our spirits to be awakened to the reality that there are people who have been carried off captive by sin. And instead of distancing ourselves from them, we should actually realize that Jesus died for their sins so that they could be forgiven and they too could be part of the household of faith. We would do well to realize that those are our relatives. They are our potential future brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. And so I pray that our churches would be just as ready to go out and share the good news of Jesus Christ and see people forgiven of their sins as Abram was to go out and see Lot brought back from his captivity. But a lot of times, we are not motivated until something touches us personally. And so I want to ask you today, at what point, you know, what is the threshold for your activity to get involved and to serve? I see a lot of people who get involved in various charitable deeds because of something that touches their family. We are more aware of a certain particular childhood disease because it touched our family. We are more aware of certain portions of our society and the struggles that they deal with because it touched our family. Prior to that, there may have been some head knowledge, but there was no real personal awareness to the point of action. And so I encourage you to evaluate. Now, there was a situation a year ago and where there was a crisis going on in Ukraine, and we were made aware of that crisis. It didn't touch our family, but we were made aware of it, and so we got involved in the process, and you donated generously with your clothing items, and we were able to help get people through that crisis. And Dr. Kellner, who shared that project with us, he's going to be back with us on February the 21st. He's going to be there for our missions convention. And so we're looking forward to the updates. And I've had some updates from him already via the phone. And just the really exciting things that have taken place, how God has moved upon not just Christians, but Jewish people, Jewish brethren, who have become very actively involved. And then you've got Orthodox Church and the Ukrainian Orthodox. There are just a lot of people involved in making sure that the needs in that region have been met. And so you don't have to have it personally touch your household before you get involved and develop this mindset of service. So Abram heard that his nephew Lot had been carried off captive, and he doesn't pray about it. It doesn't indicate here that he took time to pray, should I go and rescue Lot or not? He was going to rescue Lot. And I believe that God wants us to be highly motivated to be reaching those who do not know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And so it says he took with him his 318 trained servants. Now, there's two things that I want to point out to you here. These are people that he trained. In other words, they didn't just go out there flailing around or beating at the wind. They had been trained to protect the herds or whatever. They were trained in conflict, to rescue from wolves or bears or lions, whatever it might have been. They were trained if somebody came to steal them. They had been trained in some degree, but They were now getting ready to be thrust into a fight. It hadn't been their fight. But when it touched their household, they said, we're getting involved in this. And so I want you to know that the devil has come to steal and to kill and destroy. And I pray that whatever it takes for us to wake up, that we would in fact wake up. Training is very important. I've known people who thought, the need is so great that I do not need to get trained. I just need to go and get involved. And I want you to know that you can make a lot of mistakes that way. You can be zealous, but it needs to be a godly zealousness. It needs to be one where you are trained and equipped. And so if you are not trained, I don't want you to use that as an excuse not to get involved. I want you to use that as motivation to get trained. Even a week ago, we were sharing along this concept of service in our Sunday night service, and a person said that they could use help in an area, and could I teach? Could I train on that process? And I said, I can. I've done that before, and we produced a resource, and so I went and I got that resource and I put it in their hand. And so we want you to be trained. You need to be trained in the Word of God so that you are able to give an account for the things that you believe. It needs to be more than just, well, it makes me feel good. It needs to have the foundation of God's Word. And so please know the Word of God. As you begin to understand and know the Word of God, you will begin to learn how God speaks, and you will not fall for the lies and the tricks of the enemy. There is so much spiritual confusion in America right now. People get on talk shows and television, and they start babbling about things, and there's no foundation in the Word. In fact, many times it is opposite or contrary to the Word of God. But yet, because this television host has lots of ratings or whatever, people follow what they say because it sounds good. There's a mingling. There's a little bit of Christianity and a little bit of this and a little bit of that and a whole lot of other stuff. And it just leads to spiritual confusion. The Word of God is the foundation for that. And so you need to be trained in the Word of God. If we are going to be able to serve people the way that God wants us to, we need to be trained in the Word of God. We need to be ready to give an account for the things that we believe. We need to be ready to share our testimony of what God has done for us. There needs to be a preparation. In fact, I encourage people, prepare yourself before a crisis so that you will be trained once the crisis, you know, if a crisis shows up your way. So you and I, we need to prepare in advance. A person told me one time, they said, there is just such a great need for people to get saved that I don't have time to go get trained. I don't have time to go and equip myself, you know, or go to Bible college or whatever. I just need to go and tell people about Jesus. And so they didn't want any of that training. And there was a lot of difficulty as a result of that. And I want you to know that that's, you know, been a long time ago. There was time. I mean, you can be trained and be involved at the same time. So I encourage you, if you want to get better at something, you need to find someone who will mentor you and train you in the process. If a professional golfer who can hit a golf ball a long, long ways, if he's making millions of dollars, if he knows that he needs a swing coach and a putting coach and a strength and conditioning coach, if he needs a public relations coach, if they need all of those different voices to help them to be the best that they can be, why would we think that we should not train and equip ourselves to be the best servant of God that we could be? Abram said, you know what? I'm going to go and address this situation, and I've got men, and I have trained them. There were 318 of them. There's nothing magical about that number, but I will tell you this. God can bring deliverance by many or by few. There have been times he whittled an army down from thousands down to 300. He literally said, you have too many people for me to bring about the victory that I want to bring about. And he whittled it down. And there have been other times when just a couple of people brought about a great deliverance. And David brought about a great victory when he went out and faced Goliath all by himself. But there were other times when the armies went out, and because others were praying, those people went out and experienced victory as well. Get trained. Did you know that a sharpened sword will accomplish more than a dull sword will? You've got to work really hard, or let me put it in a different manner. You can accomplish more with an axe that you took time to sharpen than you can accomplish with a dull axe. And so I pray that you would become the best that you can be. I try to become a better radio speaker over the past couple of years. I hope that I have. There's still some things in my voice that I'm not really pleased about. I'd like to continue to work on, but I want to get better. I don't ever want to stop learning. I don't want to ever stop training. I believe I want to become a better pastor. I want to become a better preacher. I want to become a better leader. And so all of those things involve training. So I encourage you, don't refuse training. Get training. Get training. Pursue it. Find someone who can mentor you in that process. You do not have to sentence yourself to getting stuck in a rut and not ever developing. You see, you're either growing or you're deteriorating. It is one of those two things. A plateau level is not good because society is moving forward. We can't afford to get stuck on a plateau. So be the best you that you can be. Get the training. You know, so if you want to be trained in sharing your faith, then go say, hey, I need some training here. And I will tell you this, and I've had people disagree with me on this. You're not going to get the sufficient training if all you are doing, it's the spiritual training, if all you are doing is attending one service a week for an hour to an hour and a half. It's just not going to happen. You're not going to get the one-on-one attention. You're not going to be able to ask the questions. You're just going to get little snippets here and snippets there. And so I encourage you, get fully involved in your local church. And all the pastors in the area said amen. And so I think that if your church offers Sunday school, we offer Sunday school, you should get involved in that. If your church offers small groups, get involved in one that is going to help you to be a better servant than you have ever been before. The other thing that it says there in verse number 14 is not only were they trained servants, but they were armed servants. In other words, Abram sent them out prepared with training, and then he sent them out fully equipped. There is such a thing, and that the military uses, and they want to instill muscle memory, where if you get into a situation, you don't have to think about what to do. You just automatically do it. But I believe that God does not want to send us out on a mission without fully arming us and fully equipping us. And so I'm very thankful that he has provided the word of God for us. The word is our weapon. He has given us the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. So I pray that you will go out armed and ready for battle. Go out armed with humility. Okay. There's a scripture. It's, in the Old Testament, it's one of the kings, and not even one of the godly kings. There's a king who has come back from victory, and another king rises up and begins to threaten this particular king. I believe it was the king of Israel. And the king of Israel's response goes something like this. One who puts his armor on should not boast as the one who just took his armor off. In other words, the one who has just come back from the battle has been armed, and now he's not only armed with the training, not only is he armed with the weapons, but he is also armed with experience. If I can extend an invitation to you, because more than likely most of the people who are listening to this radio program are in an older demographic. I'm in my 50s, and so I just expect that there's not that many 20-year-olds and 30-year-olds that are listening to the broadcast. Maybe there are, and if so, God bless you, and I pray that God uses you to be even more effective than I have been. But let's share our experience. That's what I do. I listen and I tell stories and give practical application to the principles of God's word, and your experience passed on to others can be valuable. It can help equip them for the battles that they may face. And so I'm thankful. My kids, there are some battles that my wife and I endured, trials and, you know, adversity, that because of the way that we have trained them, they're not going to have to experience it. Very excited about that. That's why we encourage people, if you're going to get married, go and get premarital counseling. It will help arm you and equip you and train you so that you will not just have a great wedding, you will have a great marriage. So share your experience. If you remember in the story where David was saying he was ready to go out and face Goliath, they said, "You can't go out there. You are just a youth, and Goliath has been a warrior since he was a youth." And when I read that, it's like they have to start someplace. And Goliath started when he was David's age. And today, if we're going to raise up champions, we need to make sure that they are trained at a very early age and armed at a very early age to engage the enemy in a victorious manner. And so I pray that you and I, that we would make sure that we use everything that God has availed ourselves. I pray that you appreciate the church that you attend, the pastor that is blessed there, that you view the members of that church as gifts from God to you, and you as a gift from God to them, because you and I, we are all supposed to be provoking one another to good works. You have a calling on your life to serve in the body of Christ. Jesus came to serve, and you and I have been called to serve as well. And so I pray that you would get trained to be a better servant, and that you would be armed to be a better servant, and as you go out, that you will serve to the glory of God. Let's close this Monday in prayer if we can, and commit this week to Him and ask God to order our steps as He would have us to serve for His glory. Father, we just want to thank You right now for everyone that is listening to this program. I pray, God, that our goal this week would be just to be just a little bit better servant of God this week than we were last week, to be better at our job than we were last week, to be better in our home than we were last week. God, may You help us to improve. And Lord, I pray that You would provide the desire to learn and to grow. And Lord, that we would go armed, not just with our natural resources, but we would be equipped by the Spirit of the living God to serve with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength to the glory of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. God bless you. It's going to be a great week serving Jesus. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
Lord, I wish I could praise You with adequate words, but You leave me speechless. And I so long to sing You the song You deserve, but it would be endless. I long to move Your heart, I bring You something new, I tell how great You are, I tell my praise to You. It's like an ocean breeze.